Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Yalebuwa siyabonga baba ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row ngiqale ngo siqale ngobani is abanqobi yabasibusisa kakhulu basibusisa kakhulu besihlabelela ngamaphimbo amahle bethi mkhulu ongakimi yebo mkhulu bazalwane futhi unguNkulunkulu ongahlolwa ilotho walandela ubobo J Nzema ethi ndikulindele Jehova ya esithathi yona leya kataki ndo imzuzu ithini 15 after 3 o'clock usanda kungena siyakwamukela ikhaya lakho leli singu Radio Pulpit singumngani singumsizi AM 657 DSTV Audio Bouquet 882 uyasithola nakumakhala kokhwini wakho ku Radio Pulpit app ungaphinde futhi usithole o live stream ku www.radiopulpit.co.za. Njoba ngishilo ukuthi uma ngibuya ngizobe nginomfundisi uNaume Mbamba. Ya uzosixoxela nje udaba lwakhe and njoba ngisho ukuthi kukhulu nje akwenzayo emphakathini wangale eEastrand nalapho uzosixoxela ukuthi kuhamba kanjani. Last week siya sakhulumisana naye esitshela ukuthi ngomhla ka 22 kuyona lenyanga kusho ukuthi next week nemfundisi wami ya 22 January ngo 10 ekuseni bazobe benomkhuleko omkhulu kukhulekelwa iGBV kukhulekelwa iteenage pregnancy kuzobeke kunabafundisi uyazi sizobe sidla izwi and ngapha sikhuleka so uma ungale eEastrand nasendaweni ezakhelane noma ukwazi ukufika nje eduduza yenza njalo uzoyishiya nje imininingwane yonke ukuthi kuzobe kwenzakalani mfundisi sawubona
ngiyanibingelela balaleli ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu wase Nazaretha.
Amen.
Ngiyabonga ukuba kule ndawo namhlanje ngibingelela uSisi Bahle ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu wase Nazaretha. Amen.
Amen. Ngibona between uNaomi noMbamba kunegama elinye la the pleasant one.
Yes. Legama leli liya encwadini yakaNaomi vele. Makhunyushwa igama lakaNaomi kusho ukuthi beautiful or the pleasant, but unfortunately ke uNaomi waseBhayibhelini azange understand ukuthi igama lakhe lisho ukuthi beautiful or the pleasant one. So makahamba nomyeni wakhe baya eMowabi, mase kabuya uNaomi obviously bekalahlekelwe yiko konke.
Yeah.
Bekalahlekelwe umyeni wakhe nabantwana, asalelwe yabo makoti bakhe. Sekayabuya eBethlehem sekathi yena sekawumara. So now akasaz understand ukuthi igama lakhe elithi Naomi lisho ukuthi the pleasant one.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Kuthe imibuso imimoya yemibuso mayimvukela washiya indawo.
Yeah.
And was khohlwa walahla neidentity. Uye walahlekelwa iidentity wakhohlwa ukuthi she's the pleasant one. So that is the name. That is the meaning of my name.
Wow, the pleasant one. The queen. Yes. Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nakulolu suku uphinde usinikeze isikhathi sizoxoxisana nawe. Ngicela ubabingelele kuzo zonke nje indawo nje laba silalele khona.
Ngiyanibingelela kakhulu ngegama lenkosi yethu Jesu Kristu wase Nazaretha. Ngibingelela bonke abalaleli kuwo wonke amagumbi omhlaba emakhaya endleleni ebasebenzini konke nje. Ngibingelele nabasha engibathole last week from lana e Radio Pulpit. Ngibonga ubudlelwano obuyenzwe uNkulunkulu. Senginabangani from uSisi Bahle the connection, yabona. Siyayibonga iNkosi ngale divine connection. So ngiyababingelela nabo. Ngibingelela ingcwe zeNkosi zonke esisebenzele uNkulunkulu. Ngibingelele nayingane zami. Ngiphinde ngibingelele nabazalwane esikhonza nabo. Ngibingelele iSpiritual Father sami ngegama lika Jesu. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Abangamazi uNaomi uma ubabekela isithombe sakho bazombona enjani? Ubani uNaomi? Uzalelwe kuphi? Ekukhuleni kwakho nje ukhule kanjani?
uNaomi uzalelwe eduduza Eastrand, fa Eastrand seyibizwa ekuruleni manje. Ilokishi nje elincane iduduza alijwayelekanga abaningi mawubatshela ngeduduza abayazi. Duduza ngizalelwe eduduza, ngafunda eduduza, ngagani eduduza, ngaphile eduduza, ngaze ngahlala eduduza. But ke inkonzo siqala eJameson Park kwenye indawo, ithingi ngakayi lapho. So ukhula ngikhulele eduduza ngafunda khona ngagana khona. And ngasindiswa khona ngathola inkosi nomsindisi ngamukela inkosi uJesu Kristo njengenkosi nomsindisi khona so ngumama ngunkosikazi ngumntana enkosini wakamfundisi Kabelo Moroke and ngumholi webandla iMount Zion Life Tabernacle futhi ke ngifounder nomholi we Deborah and Esther of our time movement or in network yabantu besifazane ezama ukuthi ithuthukise abantu besifazane and ngisindisiwe nyamthanda uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yami yonke nami inkosi yangithola ngelinye lamalanga nganyikude ngingamazi uJesu ngilahlekile nganyithanda kakhulu iRoma baningi abafundise bake bazama ukungitshela ngoJesu Kristo njengenkosi nomsindisi bengisitabone iRoma yayakhiwe umkhulu wami so bengekungitshele next bokuyisonto lasekhaya kodwa ngenxa yokuthi uNkulunkulu umusa wakhe uyavama wangisiza naye uNkulunkulu umngani wami omunye bathi ufike madonsela wanginvite I'm sorry ukuthi siye kuma team eduduza ke ngalezo inkathi lezo bokhona ama team like ama team yinkonzo lapho khona kunama prayers kuza wonke umuntu akusinkonzo yebandle liyi1 so wang invite teamini I team yakhona bokuyi team yakamfundisi indaba umam ndaba bebambiza kanjalo eduduza wang invite ngaya ke kule yonkonzo leyo kanti uNkulunkulu it was the divine appointment ukuthi ngihlangane naye wangibamba uNkulunkulu ke ngaqala ukuattend I team ngaattend ama team ngaze ngazinikela kule nkonzo yakamamndaba yayiholwa umfundisi Thesa yayibizwa I Shield of Love so ekuhambeni kwethu sangamthatha uJesu Kristo njengeNkosi nomsindisi ke saba yilabantwana bamafu okulabosisa bamafulufulu enkosini sasise sihabantwana kodwa besina mafulufulu kakhulu
intombi into
Yeah, but God bless na even spiritually, we were still in our diapers. We were still babies in Christianity. So, sahamba noNkulunkulu sahamba. Asika mthatha uJesu Kristo njengenkosi nomsindisi. Yonke inkonzo beyikhona eduduza beyibuzwa kithi beyaziwa yithi. Wonke lama team, wonke lama network, ama movement. Because sangena simthanda uNkulunkulu loko okwasiza ukuthi impandi zethu zigxile. Ebden bendlela ke sesiyaseva sekuyithi siyaseva enkonzweni size sithi umfundisi makanyekho sishumayele sishumayele kodwa uJesu asikamthathi njengenkosi nomsindisi ebden bendlela ke kuzomunye umfundisi azoshela ukuthi uhamba noNkulunkulu uyaseva uyashumayela ifunga kamthathi njengenkosi nomsindisi awunabo ubudlelwane so that's when siya saqala sathatha uJesu Kristo njengenkosi nomsindisi indlela yaba lulanyana kunalo kube sikuku sihambile ke noNkulunkulu asifundisa izinto eziningi si faster sasisuka ngeenyawo e distance and besihamba for 1 hour ukuya nje enkosini sichintsha inkonzo from this one ekseni mhlambe sifike ngo9 kwenye inkonzo so phuma ngo12 from ngo12 siyakwenye kusho ukuthi ningale ndlela le besithanda ngakhona inkosi so siyambonga uNkulunkulu silahlekelwe wokunengi nje ngaye kepha besikholwa ukuthi ebden bendlela sizozuza okuningi ngoba sihamba noNkulunkulu.
Wow. So nje boyi teenager okuwukuthi nje bo always usenkonzweni.
Yes.
So yeah.
Yes. And ke bese sina 20 bese sim yeah. Besingase ama teenager it's not long ago. It's I think it's 2005 if I'm not mistaken akusikudala kakhulu yes yona inkosisi yesahamba mina ke bengishadile ngene enkonzweni ngishadile bona abo sister bokuwabo sister bazigcinile ke kodwa bengihamba nabo ene kuye kuthiwe ungahambi nabantu abangashadanga uma ushadile kodwa mina ngizosho ukuthi bona labazalwane laba bengihamba nabo noma kunzima bebakhuleka nami noma kubheda bebakhuleka nami ende bebanganayo lento yokuthi mhlambe hamba kumamsadinyana or hamba kubani bani bebathi siyakhuleka ngalezi ende nama counseling wabo bokungathi yabo Paul uPaul bekangashadanga kodwa bebakhona ukukutshela ukuthi yabona ungayishiyi indawo izinto ezinjalo bebakhona ukungibuyisa plus besihlangene ngoNkulunkulu nje
amen uyazi empilweni ama challenges ahlezi ekhona uyakholwa noma ukholwa ama challenges akhona and I believe ukuthi nawe zikhona izikhathi noma sikhona isikhathi lapho bokufika nje uthi you know what I know ukuthi ngisindisiwe ngiyamaza uNkulunkulu kodwa ngenxa yobunzima zezinto esibhekana nazo emhlabeni uthola ukuthi uthi no I give up and uNkulunkulu ngathi akangizwa uNkulunkulu ngathi ungilahlile what is happening empilo yami because sometimes sinale ngqondo ukuthi uma ukholwa noma usenkosini everything izoba smooth and then uma into ifika ifike ngamandla bese uthi hi man no lento ayikho ayisebenzi sibe khona nawe leso sikhathi empilweni yakho
esikhathini esineng bokuba njalo indlela kaNkulunkulu ayikho lula uyasho nomhlabelelo ukuthi ake kumuntu oye wangitshela ukuthi le ndlela ngeke izibe lula but yeah gonke nje kusebenzelana kube kuhle besihamba besihamba nabangani bami ngalawo mazwi ukuthi all things work together for good kulaba abakuNkulunkulu besihamba ngalawo mazwi lawo nokuthi uma imimoya yemibusi sivukela singayishiyi indawo and amazwi besihlala sikhumbuzana ngawo bokungukuthi sihlala sibalekela nokufana nesono yabona lawo magama besihlala sikhuthazana ngawo ukuthi kule inkingi esibhekana nazo imimoya mayisivukela indawo akusinto esishiyayo kuNkulunkulu siyahlala asinyakaziswa futhi njengoba ngishilo ukuthi saba nenhlanhla kakhulu sathi masingena entsindisweni impandi zethu zajula unfortunately enough abanye izinto sonke kuthe masingena entsindisweni sabhekana nezimo ezabanye zi private I'll keep them private but sonke sesabhekana nezimo sonke siyesa challengewa njengoba inkinga ukuthi siyesangena sa server kanti uya understand ukuthi u server so naleyo authority le so we attracted those spirit and was sa attack but ke sibonga ukuthi ngibonga ukuthi kuko konke lokho lawo ma challenge aye wasifundisa uNkulunkulu aye wasifundisa ngoba uNkulunkulu ngiyabelieve ukuthi bekasibizile sonke ngale ndlela bekasibize ngayo because uNkulunkulu makakubiza uyakuseparate ukususa ezintweni ukususa ebantwini uthi uNkulunkulu kulento kuAbraham aphume ezweni lakubo and sonke besingabantwana and all of us so itrika kanjalo besibuya emidenini ekhonza izinto zayo and umntwana uzobatshela ukuthini kini umntwana uzobatshela ukuthini la uhlala khona ngikanile ngikane nendoda engakholwa ngiyitshela ngithini kumele ngishumayele ngenkambo besithanda ukusho kanjalo ukuthi sishumayela ngenkambo ngoba umyeni wami anyeke ngimtshele ukuthi aphume kule bandla lakhe eze ngapha ebudeni bendlela inkambo yamudla wagcina sindisiwe kodwa ke ngokuhamba kendlela waphinda wa buyele move kodwa into engizama ukuyisho ukuthi ngaleso sikhathi leso konke bokusebenzelana kube kuhle akusukuthi ama trials nama tribulations asibhekananga nawo akusukuthi azange sibe challenge akusukuthi asibuzwanga ubuhlungu sibuzwile sithema singena ngithema ngingena entsindisweni bokumnandi shembe ngithi akekho umuntu bekangasithandi bebasibiza trio bokumnandi yo bokumnandi kakhulu futhi ngalesikhathi sisese hama favorite sisaziwa sithanda uNkulunkulu khona abantu bebasitshela ufakazi ukuthi nina nathi ningena enkosini the way benikhuleka ngakhona bokhona amaphanga boy namapoge duduza abafana nje bebathanda ukubulala abantu ngeyinkemba nani the way besikhuleka ngakhona khona umzalwane owasitshela ukuthi since nikhuleka nina awasekho amaphanga boy awasekho amapoho and bo sizwa nobufakazi bokuthi abantu bathi inkambo yenu iyasidla basilandela uya understand ukuthi thina singene sa celebrate and then there comes a time lapho khona ke sibe rejected that's when uNkulunkulu aseparate asikhiphe esicukwini asikhiphe ebantwini seka sibizela kuye manje that season was not pleasant yabona negama lami ngifana no nawo umina Yeah. Bese ngifuna ukusho ukuthi this is bitter. Inkhumbuza nje ukuthi uNkulunkulu encwadi naka Exodus makatshela uMoses ukwenza ama spices. Lawa a bitter ama spices always ama measurement wakhona a more than lawa a sweet. So yisizini okumele uhlale uunderstand ukuthi when you are anointed, when you are called, uNkulunkulu ukukhipha esicukwini akubizele kuye. That means he separates you for his purpose.
Yeah. Yo,
it's not pleasing that season. I find not a pleasant one.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And njengoba sikhuluma indaba la yokuthi ngomhla ka 22 nizobe ninomkhuleko khona eduduza ngabe indaba ye GBV, indaba ye teenage pregnancy into evamile kakhulu mhlawumbe endaweni yangakini.
Yo, ivamile. Ivamile kakhulu. Especially lapha kwatsaduza nje kuno amahlo lahlekile last boku Samantha ulewe abulewe apray a expecta and then not so long ago bokhona omunye igama lakhe ngilikhohliwe khona nomunye umntwana ubulawe yi stepfather so ivamile as we speak nje sina ma cases eswahamba yamanenga kakhulu ukuya e court siya attenda nje nabanye abantu besifazane namanye ama stakeholders esebenzisana nawo we attend ama cases ivamile akusi event ye 16 days
there
yi event ye 365 days akumelanga sithi sizoyi celebrate ngale 16 days of activism no asikhumbuli ngaleso skhat leso eduduza iyas challenger iya i challenge kakhulu so ayidingi ne prayer yokuthi sizoyenza i prayer nge 22 kuphela ngoba iBible lithi we should pray without ceasing so we should pray continuously for this and we there was a time also lapho siye samasha saya e union building bokuyi i march ebeke bey hostwe umfundisi Thobile umfundisi Bonyile nomfundisi Melody still lapho besakhala ngayo i gender based violence kwezinye zezinto besikhala ngazo nanamhlanje asubo onumehluko so the more siloku siyenza iawareness the more iba khona so this time siza ne solution uJesu Kristo siza ne solution umkhuleko manje isizini esikuyo siyibiza ukuthi it's a season of rebuilding sisencwadini ama Psalms 127 sithi if uNkulunkulu angawakhi umuzi abawakhayo bawakhela ize haleluya ongeke uwakhe umuzi ukhiphe uNkulunkulu kulento oyakhayo eSouth Africa inkinga yethu kakhulu siyesa sakhipha uNkulunkulu ezintweni eziningi sesamkhipha emabandleni samkhipha ezikolweni kahle kahle ukumkhipha emabandleni ngisho kanjani ukuthi siyezavala amabandla sathi amabandla are useless naku economy our contribute so kahle kahle South Africa as a country not as a church South Africa as a country uNkulunkulu akukho la simbeka khona the best thing that we can do as a country ukuthi siyenze ama awareness anama professional and mawuthula ubheka ngisho nawe nawo ama victims adinga i spirituality along the way awadingi i professional side phela so sithi unless if uNkulunkulu ayakha into abayakhayo bayakhela ize uSolomon bekabhala lamazwi lawo mawumkhumbula uSolomon bokuyindoda beyihlakaniphile indoda yacela ukuhlakanipha kuNkulunkulu kodwa uNkulunkulu wayipha nengceva ebudeni bendlela yahamba yayenza amaphutha iSouth Africa injalo South Africa iye yamthatha uNkulunkulu yamazi uNkulunkulu seyihambile ebudeni bendlela seyamkhohlwa seyamkhipha ezintweni I'm sorry yingakho uSolomon makabuya athi kuyize kweze uthi if uNkulunkulu siwakha umuzi masiwakha anyekho siwakhela kuyize yingakho khona ukubhala nezinye izincwadi lapha sitshela khona ukuthi kuyize it's vanity of vanities ukwenza izinto ungafaki uNkulunkulu ukuhlakanipha kwakho makungana uNkulunkulu kuyize ingcebo yakho makungana uNkulunkulu iyize ukwakha kwakho makungana uNkulunkulu kuyize ngifuna ukuthi uma uzowakha zifo izinto ezidingakalayo kufuneka imaterial kufuneka ibuilder kufuneka neplan uJesu Kristo uyipattern yale South Africa esizama ukuyibuilder uJesu Kristo futhi uyibuilder yena lokho sikuthola ukuthi uyipattern sikuthola encwadini ka Exodus chapter 25 ukuthi uyibuilder sikuthola lapho aphendula uPeter ukuthi Peter upon this rock I will build my church. Uyibuilder yena kanjalo. And thina lithi iBhayibheli we are the living stone. Njengoba singama living stone, uNkulunkulu usebenzisa ibandla as a vehicle. Usebenzisa ibandla as ukuthi lifulfile or li advance i kingdom yakhe usebenzisa nje nge lento nge moto ekhona ukuthi ifulfile i mandate yakhe ku kingdom and uNkulunkulu asebenzisa ibandla kanjalo thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu lithi iBhayibheli uJesu Kristo uthi ngakulambile nangiphukudla ngangisejele nangivakashela ngangihamba nyize nangiqokisa so makasho kanjalo uJesu Kristo usho ukuthi bayabuza bathi sikubone nini ngoba sikubonanga uthi makaphendula uJesu Kristo lokho enikwenzayo nikwenzela the least nikwenzele mina so okusho ukuthi yonke into esiyenza ezingabantwana bakaNkuluNkulu since uNkuluNkulu sikule season yokuthi he is raising the kingdom laborers uNkuluNkulu he wants to advance his kingdom but angeke asuke ezulwini uNkuluNkulu azo reach out to those people he's trusting us as abantwana bakhe to fulfill that mandate ukuthi si advance his kingdom so we have all the resources njengoba singabantu bakaNkuluNkulu ukuthi sitshintshe iSouth Africa the Lord has done his work umele thina since ngithe we are the material ubuilder alongside nathi uJesu Kristo ubuilder ngomoya wakhe oyingcwele umele labo abazothi yimi lo nkosi ngisebenzise so njengoba ngisho sonyizama ukusho ukuthi uNkulunkulu umele ibandla lakhe ukuthi sebalithathile yebo abanye iposition umele ukuthi ibandla lakhe lu advance lo mbuso wakhe lu advance ngoku reach out manje sinenye a program ebiswa buy or donate a calculator sizama ukwenzani sizama ukwenza liyona lenkonzo uJesu Kristo athi ngangilambile nangipha ukudla isizathu sokuthi sicabange leyo program yini ukuthi njengoba sithi singama Esther and Deborah of our time sidila nabantu besifazane ebanabantwana abafisayo ukuba ama civil engineers and mawuthula ubheka ezikolweni zethu abantu abamnyama abantwana bakhona ama calculator abawa afford and nezinye izinto abazi afford necathulo ne school uniform so we trying to reach out ukuthi siyenze lento uJesu Kristo wayisho ukuthi njengoba nayenzela the least you are doing it for me
asingayekini ukwenza okuhle yebo kuyiqiniso 1536 nginomfundisi uNaume the pleasant one mbamba si esixoxela nje udaba lwakhe nangendlela nje uNkulunkulu amsebenzisa ngayo uyazi uyathanda ukusebenzisa and angeke akuforce ukusebenzisa uma wena ungavumi so mina ngibona wena mfundisi ukuthi uthe yebo baba yimi lo ngisebenzise ukuze ngikwazi ukufinyelisa umyalezo wakho kubantu ngifinyelise lokho ufuna ukukwenza kubantu ngami and wakwethemba uNkulunkulu naku yakusebenzisa kwamanje uyazi le ku nangu umlaleli la ubhale i WhatsApp ne uthi thanks Pastor Naomi uthi let's continue building the kingdom of God using all the possible platforms. I'm glad you also met young people through Sis Bahle. When you talk of young people and praying for teens, pregnancy, you're touching me so deep. I get both emotional and thankful when someone sees a need. Sees a need to pray for them. I'm with you in that prayer. Let's also pray for them to seek God's kingdom and his righteousness. Nothing is impossible with God. Uthi asibambisaneni mfundisi sibakhulise labantwana especially teens. Uthi don't forget it's not about those in church, the community at large. Amen. I'm with you with all with whole my heart.
Amen.
With whole heart. Eish, yeah, Usas Julia, yes, ngomunye wabantu ukuthi unayo lento kubantu abasha. Une group futhi abantu abasha ukuthi hey uyabahlanganisa, khulume nazo le ingane. Angithi thina sesihambile lendlela. So yithina manje kumele sibahole ukuthi yabona uma uzokwenza lokho kuzokwenza kaloko. Uma wenza lokho kuzokwenza kaloko. So siyabonga ngabantu abafana no Sis Julia, siyabonga ngabantu abafana nani mfundisi. And then ngizouphatha indaba ye calculators ukuthi nithanda ukusiza abantwana futhi ayikoleni.
Yes, manje currently we have buy a calculator or donate a calculator drive. Njengoba ngishilo abantwana abaningi njengoba sisebenza nabazali babo.
Yeah.
Abazali abaningi ama single parents esihlangana nawo.
Yeah.
Especially thina abantu abamnyama asisebenzi sonke, especially after iCovid. iCovid iaffecte kakhulu unemployment rate ya increase. So njengoba kunjalo abantu baya struggle and elokushini mababapha ama stationery list bayawafuna bayawadinga ama calculator. Kwezinye ikolo khosi ngisebenza nazo ezinye ikolo. Yes, bayabapha ama calculator but bathi awanelanga. Awekho enough. So we have a buy or donate calculator drive. Okusho ukuthi kumele uthengele mawuthintwa uNkulunkulu uthengela umntwana i scientific calculator. I'm sorry ngikhohliwe i quote yakho na ukuthi yini. I know ukuthi yekesho but yilawa we 199 eShoprite currently.
Okay.
Yilawa we color pink ne purple ne black. Ngizobheka ebazongilandela ku Facebook kuzobabhalela ukuthi i brand yakho na yini. So sibathengisa leyo calculator. I reason ukuthi abantu sithengisa abantu ama calculator ukuthi ba donate kulabantwana ebangakhona uk afford. I reason ukuthi some of us njengami bengiyithanda i pure maths because benga afford azangikhona ukuthenga le calculator. Nga end up angingayiyenzanga nale pure maths. Nga end up ngiyenze abo accounting because bebanga nazo lama functions akhona kule calculator, yes, a scientific calculator. So i accounting ayidingi zonke lezo zinto lezo. And i accounting bengayazi, to be honest, bengine passion kakhulu for imets. Economics bengayazi, i stream sambo kuyi business economics ne economics bengasazi, bengisithandela le pure maths ne science. I believe ukuthi ngabe ngikude ngabe ngikho la ngkhona but ke I still believe uNkulunkulu ukuthi it was for his purpose ukuthi one day ngizoba lana ukuthi because dobo khona abantu bangisizile but ebden bendlela angisize abanye and ngibize abanye ukuthi nayi into asiyenzeni siwumphakathi siyenzele umphakathi.
Laba abaku Facebook umfundisi o live ungamlandela lapho Naomi the pleasant one Mbamba ya o live khona manje mhlambe uma ya uthanda ukuy follow nje lengxoxo ku Facebook isikhathi ke sithi 15:41 asindlule ngala umfundisi. And then uma sibuya ukhona lapha ekhaya uthanda ukubuza umbuzo noma uthanda ukuphawula njengoba ebesibekela udaba lwakhe ngizoyivula incingo ku 0123341322 noma ku 0123338699 ungathumela ne voice note ku 0826572729 asindlule ngalawa.
You're on 657 AM radio with the truth in his voice.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp message? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp text or voice note to 064-530-6805. That's 064-530-6805. Our I Am Youth Counseling team is ready to connect with you today.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Ngisahleli naye la umfundisi uNaume Mbamba esixoxela nje ngohambo lwakhe. Yebo, ushilo la ukhotha ezweni ukuthi konke kusebenzelana kuba kuhle kulabo abamthandayo uJehova. And uyazi nangendlela okhuluma ngayo kuyabonisa impela ukuthi uyamthanda loNkulunkulu. uyazi uyamthanda lo nkulunkulu ngendlela naye akuthanda ngayo and okungithokozisa kakhulu ukuthi lolu thando nawe uyazi nje uyale spreada kwabanye and ikakhulukazi kubantu abasha sometimes sinokuthi nje abantu abasha sisibabekelele eceleni uyazi kuba ngathi nje aba exist which is wrong ngoba nabayidinga attention yethu bayadinga ukuthi sikhulume nabo so ingakho ngithi ngiyabonga kabantu abafana nani ngiyabonga abantu abafana no Sis Julia Moloko 0123341322 umuthando ukukhuluma la nomfundisi ngivulele incingo ungangena na ku 0123338699 0123341322 noma o WhatsApp ku 0826572729 hey ngiyaxolisa mfundisi ukuthi nje uma ngikhuluma la I know ukuthi abangiswa lapho ku live ya ku live Facebook ngathi manje sifaka ama earphone and ngi on the other side kodwa ngabachazela ukuthi hayi bazalwane ningawari ngicabanga ukuthi sengithulile
okay bachazela manje ngiyacabanga ukuthi balalela abazalwane
they understand yes
bazalwane usisibahle yakhuluma ngale and unfortunately animuzwa yena ngakukhulu abalalele ku radio sikela balalele nizokhona ukusizwa both
yes 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 0123341322 okay asithathe la I WhatsApp voice note sizokuthi uthini la umama
ngiyabingelela pastor lapho no sisibahle ngegama lika Jesu ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu uNkulunkulu mawumntwana wakhe siyakhethwa uyakhethwa ukukhetha ngobe kwethu ukuthembile uNkulunkulu ubona before konke okwenzakalayo uNkulunkulu usuye sakubonile nawe
657 AM radio for believers in action
ube nesizungu uyifile lento uzumo yengcwele ukukhuluma nawe ukufisa ukuhlanganyela inhliziyo ibe ibhlungu ngicela ungabi mude kakhulu ngibe mude ngiyabonga bayini ngiyathanda kakhulu ngiyathanda qhubeka njalo ngcekazi kaJehova uNkulunkulu akusebenzise njalo ibambe njalo ibambe ngakho
siyabonga
siyathanda futhi sisibahle ngiyathanda nyake nomusha ngiyathanda kakhulu keep well stay blessed
love you We love you so much. Yebo. Ya umama ukhulume into ebalekile la ukuthi ungokhethiweyo. And uma ukhethiwe kuthiwa nayi task yakho. Kumele.
Kumele.
Yebo.
Uthinte indaba yokuthi inkosi ngiyayithanda. uNkulunkulu uthi makatshela uMoses lapho kuExodus incwadini yakaExodus uthi thatha umnikelo sisendabeni yokurebuild because impilo zethu zikurebuilding uthi thatha umnikelo kulaba beinhliziyo ezivumayo ngithe mina uNkulunkulu uJesu Kristo makayakha sithina lithi iBhayibheli we are living stones njengoba we are living stones kanje kusho ukuthi ukuthi sikhona ukusebenzisana naye we need to be willing Awukhona ukusebenza noNkulunkulu ngekho willing because uthi thatha umnikelo kwalaba beinhliziyo ezivumayo umnikelo bokuwani beka instructor uMoses ukumakhela indlu and ngithe mina uNkulunkulu to rebuild usebenzisa thina as a living stones
0123341322 bakuphi abomama baseduduza baphi abomama bakhona abomama obambisane nabo
abomama engibambisane nabo bakhona kunama stakeholders kunama phoyisa kunabafundisi sibaneng sibaneng do singekho sonke ku Esther and Deborah singamaqembu qembu kepha ke yinto okuthe ekugcineni kube ukudunyisa igama likaNkulunkulu
amen
kosi sisebenza nama stakeholders asisebenzi sisodwa amen kodwa abomama bakhona
so wena uma ubukile njoba ke sikhulume indaba ye gender based violence Uma sikhuluma ngegender based violence yes asikhulumi ngokuthi kuphela abobaba mhlawumbe abahlukumeza ingane bakhona nabanye abomama abahlukumezayo abobaba bakhona abomama abahlukumezayo izingane zabo
yebo kunjalo
yes so sifaka wonke umuntu uma sikhuluma ngegender based violence so kodwa khona manje ngicela ukuthi siyibuke kakhulu kubobaba ukuthi wena moyibukile mhlambe or ukhuluma nabantu aba experience i violence or ba experience i abuse inzondo engakibuya phi kwenzakalani
angazi bengisho la or bengisho ku Facebook live or kuphi ngiyakhuluma ke nabo baba abaningi
yeah
ngiyakhuluma nje banokuthi abo baba bahlangihlangane ore taxi sigcine sesicoxe bathi abo baba angeke kukhonakale ukuthi bangakhona ukubulala abantu besifazane kusho abo baba abathi bona bazobabulala bathi angeke kukhonakale ukuthi abo baba bangababulala abantu besifazane because abantu besifazane banamalungelo amaningi bathi abo baba baningi ngixoxa nabo though ngingayi advocate le lento bayishoyo ngihlezi ngikhuluma nabo ngize ngibabuyise ukuthi bayibheke ngeyindlela bathi abantu besifazane banamalungelo bathi uthi uya e-police station mawufika e-police station ubaba inkosikazi yakho or umfazi ukuqhabhila mawufika lapha bathi you are half a man you're not man enough you need to man up
and
bahlekisa ngawo mawufika ekhaya unkosikazi uyakushaya kodwa bathi makungabe unkosikazi umshaya ngempama kuma igido eziyi 20 ngaphansi but when it comes to their side kuba ngathi kuyahlekiswa ngabo and bathi mabaya e-police station akuzwakali mabaya kubo counseling akusiyinto ekubo iko yabo bathi ayibavumeli ukuthi baye kubo counseling nazonke le ndawo njengathi abantu besifazane so bakhala ngokuthi ibitterness iqala lapho ngoba as umuntu wesilisa uhleli lapho ushayiwa unkosikazi endlini mawufika ngaphandle uyahleka ngathi awuphelelanga ubaba and ngaleso sikhathi you trying to bring it discipline la endlini you trying to be a head you trying to be a man but now kuba ngathi amalungelo wabo athathilwe from them so they feel like they are not men enough. So that is why bathi lento le iyakhela ngaphakathi. Mina bengizibuza ukuthi ubaba aze akabe umuntu wesifazane amfake ebriefcase izifike lapho umuntu aqobelele nje ngathi uqobelela inkomo aza kufake ebodweni omunye akufake fridge nomunye akufake ebriefcase lezo zinto zifika kuphi? Abanye abathi bathi iqale kudala umuntu aloka bekezela abekezele ukuthi I don't find help. I'm helpless but now we're not promoting that all we saying ukuthi at least ngathi justice ingaba equal we know ukuthi khona ama extremely kuko konke
yeah
khona ama extremes abantu besifazane babulewe that is why i-government igcine yenze so mhlambe abantwana babulewe maybe that is why i-government igcine yenze so kodwa okukhona makuke kubuyiswe bahlale phansi bake bayibheke and masibuya ngokwezwi thina abantu basifazane ezwini iBhayibheli lithi siyathobelana futhi nawo amadoda ke kumele nawo awahlala ngathobeki because athobekela uNkulunkulu and ezwini awukwazi ukungathobela uNkulunkulu bese awu act nje ngezwi likaNkulunkulu so amadoda ayasithanda and mawuthanda liyasho iBhayibheli ukuthi irip lakho anye kuzulihlungu bese
true because uyazi noma ingane uyidisciplina ne okuyingane yakho yabe ngesinsikhathi nokuthi mhlawumbe uthi eganga kodwa uzobuhlungu ngaphakathi ngoba uyamthanda lo muntu and ukwenza lokho ngoba uyamthanda kodwa angeke ukwenze ngendlela yokuthi mahleli lapho umbukile unama stripes wabonisa ukuthi lo muntu ushayiwe o mhlawumbe uphume ama blue eye and all that uyamdisciplina ngendlela yothando kusho ukuthi ngendlela e njoba usho ukuthi umuntu aze agcine athatha ummese amhlabe lo muntu o athatha isibhamu amdubule lolo thando lusuka liyephi ngaloso sikhathi or vela beliloku lingekho
yes and masithula sibheka neBhayibheli liyasho ukuthi uNkulunkulu abathandayo uyabasola abayala abayali uNkulunkulu uyasithanda idiscipline yakhe uya it's not like akas discipline uNkulunkulu uya sidiscipline but idiscipline yakhe ayikho I hate so nabo ngathi bangathi noma bafuna ukudiscipline mabayenze ngalendlela angisho lithi iBhayibheli uthando lusibekele incwaba yezona and mawumthanda umuntu mbuyise ngothando nalo iBhayibheli isho njalo lithi umuntu owonile simbuyisa ngothando maybe ke basuka bawonile mababuyise ngothando
yeah mhlambe uma ubona ukuthi ayi cha yazi lo muntu lo akafuna ukungilalela uphume kuyena
mhlamba ayisebenzi
le yeah mhlamba lo mshado awusekho or le relationship ayisekho
as much as uNkulunkulu angayithandi divorce but I don't believe kuNkulunkulu ongakuvumela ukuthi uhlale emshadweni ozokukhipha ngebox I think uNkulunkulu is gracious and he is merciful, he is kind, he is loving, he is caring I believe ukuthi uNkulunkulu angaxolela ukuthi uphume emshadweni kunokuthi uphume esoshonile.
Yeah.
I believe ukuthi anga phela kukhona acceptable nepermissible ne perfect will. I think this is one of the acceptable will yakaNkulunkulu ukuthi rather uyeke lo mshado lona for now, maybe uzadila naye umyeni wakho or lo muntu lo until isikhathi esithize azabe right kunokuthi uyofela la. Uyizo accept ama uphumile u divorcele ngenxa yalesimo kunokuthi uphume so feel.
Yeah. 0123341322 ukhona othanda ukukhuluma nathi noma othanda ukukhuluma nomfundisi Naume ngivulele incingo sina plus minus 10 minutes ukuthi sithathe incingo zakho 0123341322 0123338699 sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Kusasa.
Kali mambo.
Asibingelele mfundisi naye asiyambingelela.
Siyambingelela nathi. Amen.
Amen mfundisi. Ngale lokushina sesaka ngihleli kakhulunyana ngale.
Okay mfundisi.
Manje ke uma uphuma lapha uhamba nge Clipback Road. Ebusuku nje. Ngale uthola bomama ngale. Bahlele ebusuku. Ubusuphela umgwaqo ngena khona sidlala umnye baba wathi abuya efike eCanva ngemgwaqo yewawe eTelbert Road lo. Kwavumbuka umunye mama ngale sathini ngale wasewama emgwaqweni engushweleni lo mama.
Hawu uhlazo lungakona. Yo.
Eh manje ke abomama bethu baphelela khona lezi nto lezi zimoto
le. Heish.
Ya lezi moto lezi ziyabagenga kakhulu baphelela lapho. Nokugula bakuthola lapho nokuthi banyamalale nje kukhona lapho kulolu
kunjalo eish
hayi kanoma ukukhosaza mfundisi
khali mambo
yo ngase ngashaqeka
eish siyabonga siyabonga mfundisi yo ya
uyo uhlazolungaka ande yiyo lento eyenza ukuthi bagcine balahlekile ngoba umuntu wesilisa makabona umuntu wesifazana ngcunu yini le ande uzomthatha omunye akana mali yokubhadala mhlambe lenkonzo afuna ukuyenza uzoyenza ugcina ambulela amlahle esiganyeni ezinye bayaholwa ukuthi bagcine bawonile ezinye bayenza ngenxa yomoya ezinye izinto zomoya nabo labe bangena endleleni bangagcokanga umoya
eish
Hey, once kwaba
Yeah, kwabhlungu 0123341322 umfundisi usiboleke u 10 minutes umfundisi Mudise so uzoba khona la ngo 10 past 4 okay. So ingakho ke ngisathi ngithi ngisaqhubekile ngiyayithatha incingo 0123341322 sawubona dumelo semoyeni
Sawubona mfisi wakhe njani?
Siyaphila baba wenu njani?
Siyaphila, nikhuluma noMandla niso wethu.
Yebo baba Mandla.
Ya, ngiyawuzwa umfundisi uyayibeka bayabasiza abantu. Kodwa nje manje government uye lo ungafisa abantu yabona. Manje la ngiso wethu into yenzakalayo. Amaphoyisa ayaganga ganga endlini yethu khona manje bagangile la kwami. Amaphoyisa mangibabophisa haya abaripoteki naye upresident mangithi ngamfonela awakabambi ifoni yabona manje siyathandaza ngapha mara ngapha sibeke abotho yabona manje abantu base noma bangathandaza manje sesuke crucial time manje crucial time because uNkulunkulu yalwa yabona ulwa nani ulwa nayi authority le yokuthi abayenzi ngokulunga manje ingakho ubona manje kyanyakaza umhlaba ngapha yatha ngapha bayaphela omkhulu bethu laba besithi bakumele babone ukuthi hayi abashiyanga amadliphidliphi kodwa manje hey sisi bahle asithandazini
Asithandazeni. Yeah.
Baba lo baba ufikile ula ngendu. Singavuka kuphelile kusasa. Asazi ukuphunyuka or kanjani.
Yep.
Umuka checka lapha ku Isaiah 16:14. Umu check uyabona ukuthi hayi iphele ukuthi no. Kumele manje sizinikele kuNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Amen. Ngoba nazi ikolo zivuliwe asazi ukuthi labantwana sibathumele esikolweni kunde bayotshela lapho na.
Mhm.
Ubona lento. Ngoba nje inkokheli singafuni ukwenza into eright.
Mhm.
Ngakuthandazeni ukuthi i-government le ibe ne-downfall.
Yeah, sesiphelile isikhathi sok yeah, sesiphelile isikhathi sokudlala ibandla baba.
Yeah.
Kumele sikhole manje. Yebo.
Yeah, kungena thina abantu besonto man, sibambe yeto senze right. Man, bathi ngoba into engakala kimi ngapha hey. Ngange sonithi hayi. Asithe ngakhuluya into nesuthu baritshelwa kamama.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Ngicela nje ningibeke emkhulekweni ukuthi nami ngithe ngibabambe labo thuthu.
Yeah. Uzobabamba.
Yeah. Babambe ngiba expose.
Amen.
Yeah, hayi, hayi sisibahle nje bengifuna ukukhathaza nje ile verse kaEzaya yabo.
Mhm. Yo, hayi ubabuya yisho indaba la ukuthi isikhathi asisukumeni. Ya. Siphelile isikhathi sokudlala inkonzo. Ya, isikhathi manje sokuthi sikholwe ngokweqiniso. Ya, sikholwe ngokweqiniso bazalwane.
Singadlali sonke.
Ya. Ya.
Sithengisise ngesikhathi insuku zimbi.
Yebo.
Lisho njalo neBhayibheli, sithengisiseni ngesikhathi. Isikhathi sokudlala siphelile.
Siphelile.
Kumele ngabe sesi bekuyi World Cup call kahle kahle iCovid.
Yes.
Yes, beyisifundisa ukuthi asazi ukuthi kungayenzakalani kusasa.
Njengoba
yes, life is too short.
Yeah.
And awulazi kusasa lakho ukuthi kwenzakalani. iBhayibheli lithi ukuqala kubalulekanga kakhulu njengokuqeda kuzokusiza ukuthi ushumayele mawuqedwe yolahlo isigcino asibalulekanga isikhathi samanje sibi kakhulu nalaba besibathembile kakhulu abanye baye bahlala ngale COVID so isikhathi asafani nasecaleni
ngathi kubulalana even neingane ezincane
hey
manje
nangomntana udubulo omunye
hey
ayikubi.
Sure. Usis Julia uthi I wish the whole world can hear the topic on the issue of toxic relationships. Uthi truth be told. Ngoba ngesinskathi nawe ungumzali uyahlala ku a toxic relationship lengane ibukile. Ubaba eshayina nomama ngeimpama, umama ethukana nobaba, ithi uma noma emnikeza ukudla ubona nje ukuthi ezini uyamnika ngoba uzothi ingane ibukile konke lokhu. So iyokhula eyingane enjani? Iyokhula ingane enaluthando?
Akwazeki.
LeBhayibheli
liyasho ukuthi awuthi mawutshala ibanana kuphela. Something else.
Yeah.
Into etshalekayo kuba yiyo. And umntwana yonke into umntana utshale yonke into kuye itshaleka ngekhaya.
Yeah.
I-environment yam affecta umntwana.
Yes.
Makahlala ku abusive relationship umntana uba affected. Uzomthola umntwana aba aggressive makafika esikolweni, umntwana ubitha, umntwana uangry, bakhuluma naye, ushaya abanye abantwana kabuhlungu. Kuyenzeka lokho.
Yeah.
Siyabuza ubufakazi bezinto ezinjalo njengoba sisebenza nabomama. Umntana okhona umthole ukuthi akafani nabanye abantwana. I-respond yakhe mawukhuluma naye aka respond njengabanye abantwana. Akaphathekanga kahle from ekhaya.
Uyazi mina ngithuke ngizwa enye indaba ngiyibuka la ku Facebook ukuthi ingane as a primary sesibamba inkunzi
aw
bamela laba abanye ngaphandle and then mabandlula laba umkhomba ngomese athi keep your phone angise bayazi ukuthi manje labantwana baya ngama phone eikolweni. So babatshontshela amafonu bababamba inkunzi. Ngikhuluma ngabantwana base primary school.
Yo, primary phela bancane, abanye bakhona basese na 9 years, abanye 10. Ama teenager kakhulu ase high school, laba yilaba 11, 12 years
kuphela.
And it's less than 11. Ungitshele ukuthi si raise community enjani. That is why we saying we need to rebuild, restore, reunite and rebuild. Kumele sibabuyise. That is why sithi kulama programs wethu. Umzali ongakhona maka adopt oyiwa noma ungahlali naye yenza show yokuthi you are planting ngoba iBhayibheli ngishilo last week ukuthi Simgoba kusesemncane umntwana kuhle mawuligoba liseselincane umkhulise ngalendlela okuyi azohamba ngayo ebendeni bendlela noma azophuma umntwana makayijwayele into oyiplantile I foundation if it's destroyed kuba yinkingi but now if I foundation ku Jesu Kristo njengenkosi nomsindisi uhamba indlelende loyo mntwana
lo and bazali ingane ingane yakho mayiphuma ekhaya checka ukuthi uphethene eschool bekeni checka ama pockets wakhe especially laba bafana
khona kuba njalo abantwana laba eish abantwana bophunyuka bamphethe unfortunately and bengisasho kwabanye abazali ngithi mina ukhona umntana wakumakhelwane wami ngiyafisa ukuthi abantwana ngathi bangafana naye udlale jardin akaphumi lo yamntwana ngeke umthole stradin mara ke bathi abanye abazali akabi exposed umntwana ezintweni umx ufuna abe exposed kwini futhi kya counter naloko indlela omkhulisa ngayo injani naloko kya counter yingakho ngisho kanje ngifuna ukuya ekutheni mawumbheka ukuthi njengoba uthi simbheke umbheke umntana makaya ngaphandle ukuthi uphetheni kubalulekile ukuthi uwazi ukuthi uplanteni kumntwana wazi ukuthi umkhulise ngayiphi indlela because angeke uze uthi umkhulisile umntana ngonkulunkulu bese abe yenye into Kubalulekile ukuthi simkhulise ngalendlela okuyiyo khona ebudeni bendlela azohamba ngayo because umntwana ifoundation ayithole ekhaya akusi easy ukuthi a convince a influence yilabantwana bangaphandle.
True.
Akusilula.
Mfundisi wami isikhathi sethu isona nje esithi ay angiphume ngala. Ngibonge kakhulu ukuthi sibe nawe kule ntambama. In a minute nje amazwi uthanda ukuphuma ngawo ungathini kuwo wonke umuntu.
Amazwi engaphuma ngawo ukuthi uNkulunkulu is raising kingdom laborers. UNkulunkulu anyeke aze awa raise ama kingdom laborers kungekho abantu abawilling you need to be willing
yes
vuma ukuthi uNkulunkulu akusebenzise usebenze ukuthi uadvance lo mbuso kaNkulunkulu njengoba ngishilo uJesu uthi bengilambile wangiphukudla ngize wangqokisa ngisejele wangivakashela wangiphuzisa amanzi so yenza leyo nkonzo kulomuntu okhonayo uku reach out akuye anyeke kube abantwana kuphela ngoba asibizwanga ngokufana abanye they are called to raise mhlambe abantu besilisa because sibane nganyisho isini siningi lapho uNkulunkulu akubizele khona try to reach out try to be ukuthi ube yi influence amen Jesus
yo kune WhatsApp la asivale ngayo mfundisi uthi hello sibahle nomfundisi lwamnandi uhlelo liyasifundisa kakhulu uthi enye into ebuhlungu emshadweni emotional abuse ngoba abantu ababoni into ephathekayo kanti wena uyashayiwa ngaphakathi uthi kubanzima kakhulu awukwazi nokureporta lo hlobo lwe abuse usamke Bloss ngale ePortshepstone KwaZulu Natal emthwalume in few seconds nje ungathini kusisamke
and ibhlungu kakhulu ke emotional abuse I believe ukuthi yiyo kakhulu ebhlungu kunale physical because umuntu ukutshela igama elikuyenza ube ne low self esteem uphuma ngaphandle bakubona ngathi uyahlanya maka awunayo ama bruises emotionally I think it's the most hateful painful because emotionally akho umuntu oba nofakazi ukuthi you going through this into eyenzakala under your roof however sinomoya oyingcwele ongumduduzi wethu sino Jesu Kristo noNkulunkulu nomoya oyingcwele ongumsizi wethu uma sikhuleka siyachintsha izimo kodwa kumele kube ne dialogue kumele ukhuleke kusimo bese uyamuzwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi uthi yenzani ngalesimo leso yesu uNkulunkulu divorce as he encourage and as he advocate but mawukhuleka kuleka uzwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu uthi uyenzeni ngaleso simo ichance ukuthi angakutshela ukuthi iya kumfundiso so uzokhona ukukhulekisa akhona ukukuthwalisa because anyeke uNkulunkulu azangisebenzise esimeni uNkulunkulu angangithintanga nami ngaso emotionally ibhlunga
kakhulu bakuthola kuphi mhlawumbe abalaleli abathanda ukuxhumana nawe ungekho la emoyeni
abalaleli inumber zami zithi 082 452 0068
Ngicela waphinde futhi
082
082 452 00 68 68.
And then nagu Facebook ye unawomi the pleasant mbamba. Kodwa ke mangathi Naomi Mbamba ngiyakhona ukutholakala iyakhona ukusecheka iFacebook yami esikhathini esiningi kodwa izokuvezela the pleasant one ngaphakathi izokubonisa iprofile yami.
Thank you so much mfundisi, uNkulunkulu akubusise. Siqhubekeni bazalwane, sikhuleke, simcele ubaba to heal our land.
From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.